I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate you. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. This is a trusted place for you and your family. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you could call the phone number 1-800-331-6445. All right, I have a wonderful special guest in studio today, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be back. And hopefully I can provide some good information for your listeners today.
All right, excellent. I know you will. And tell us a little bit about Home Downsizing Solutions and what services do you offer through your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions?
Our specialty, what we our primary service that we provide is an easy, fast way to sell a home, to sell your house and move on with your life. Instead of waiting weeks, months in order to sell a house and have agents and potential buyers coming through your house and doing updates and repairs to get your house ready, we eliminate any and all of that. We can buy houses as is. We have cash and access to cash so that we can close whenever a home seller wants to close, whether that's within a few days or several weeks down the road. We can allow a person to be in their home even after we buy it. So if they know that they want to sell the house, but they don't know when a new home or apartment is going to be ready, we can be very flexible with that time frame and their schedule and just do everything that we can to make it as easy as possible to sell a house and transition to their new home.
Now, you just said something that really caught my attention. You said you could sell the home as is and then continue to live there for a period. I'm sure that's not forever, but for a period of time and then move to your next home, wherever that may be. So do you see a lot of people taking you up on that particular offer?
I would say certainly more than 50% of individuals that we buy houses from do stay in the home past the closing date. So instead of having to move on the closing date and having that hard date of possession, yes, a lot of people do stay in the house for sometimes it's just a few days so that they know the house is sold and they want to get the rest of their things out. Sometimes it's a situation where, again, they know the home or community that they want to get into, but they don't know the exact date that they can move in to that community. And so as long as it's within a certain length of time that we have discussed up front, of course, and sometimes it's been 90 or sometimes a few days past that, that a person will remain in a house and then transition according to their schedule. So they don't have to make that moving twice type of scenario. And it's a very beneficial thing that some people really like.
Well, I'll tell you what, that really got my attention, because in my little corner of the world with senior care consulting, I meet so many people and they're looking to move. But guess what we have? We have waiting lists. And mm-hmm. these waiting lists, coincidentally, just incredible timing here, the waiting lists are getting ready to absolutely spike. So in the month of January and February, that would represent the highest demand for all senior care services and providers, including assisted living, long-term care, memory care, and all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. So, Ben, what you just said is, if someone is worried about their timing and, well, I need to sell my house, but I could use some of these proceeds to help me get into this one particular place, but I'm not sure exactly when my name is going to come up on that wait list, you just offered a beautiful solution of selling the home, again, as is, remaining in the home and not having to stress out that you have to, you know, move by Friday or next week or the first of the month or the end of the month, whatever it is. If it's a couple of months working through that wait list to get your name called to move in, then they would have the flexibility to do that. Correct, Ben?
That's absolutely correct. And the other couple side benefits or side effects of that benefit is that, again, if a person knows that it might be 60 to 90 days before they can move, then we kind of build that into our offer for the house. But to some extent, you know, that's 2 to 3 months of free rent, you might say, compared to paying for a community for that time, or the other expenses that go along with it, taxes, insurance, and some of those things that mm-hmm. the homeowner, home seller then does not have to worry about paying for.
Okay. And in the real estate world, you know, right now, well, maybe not exactly today, but when we get into the hard winter months, you know, around the holidays in January and February, home sales are generally down during that period of time. Trust me, I know. I tried to sell one during that time, and it's you have a lot more lookers in the spring and the summer and kind of into the fall, but it kind of slows down over that winter time period of time through the holidays and then January, February. So again, instead of worrying about trying to sell the house and, oh my goodness, and what if I don't sell the house until spring or summertime, but I need to move right now, maybe I need some of the proceeds to move into one of these continuing care retirement communities that do have an entrance fee where you don't have to go out and get a bridge loan. You don't have to move twice. This really solves lots of issues. And I did not realize that, Ben. So I think that's a huge advantage of working with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That's one thing you mentioned that I was going to bring up too, is that we can free up that equity if that's the primary financial benefit that a person has, or for financial asset that a person has, is they don't have to go out and get a bridge loan. We basically free that capital or that equity up for them to give them the funds that they need to get into wherever they want to get to. And so, yes, I think that's a big benefit. And likewise, if that apartment becomes available, then I've ran into situations where a person's been afraid to move because they don't want to leave the house that's vacant. And because we can move as quick as we can eliminate that worry or that problem as well.
Okay, and this just solves all kinds of issues. And you know, one of the other things that you said earlier that really caught my attention, when we sold our last house and we got the call from the realtor, in 10 minutes we'll be by with the family very interested in your home. And you know, you throw everything up in the air, you kind of pick up a little bit and you run out of your house. And at that time, our kids were pretty small. I swore to goodness we would never do that again. That was an absolute nightmare. And if you're talking about, so fast forward to someone who is older, who wants to, you know, move from the home and maybe move to one of these senior care communities at some level or another, you know, You can't just drop what you're doing and wait for people, total strangers, by the way, to go walking through your house and looking through your stuff. I've never been comfortable with that, and I think I'd be even less comfortable today. And your solution with Home Downsizing Solutions would eliminate that entire nightmare scenario.
That's correct. There's a lot of benefits that even I really overlooked in the early days when I was when I started the company, and for several years after that, that didn't realize really the benefits that we were providing. And it were the home sellers that kind of pointed that out to me, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you were learning that this service is even better than you thought it was, you know, when
that's
you first
correct.
Started.
that's absolutely correct.
Yep. And you know, interestingly, I do the same thing with senior care consulting. I knew it was good, but as I went on, I discovered, oh, wait a minute. Well, it solves this and it solves this and it solves this. So that's just the natural progression of business development there. But yeah, that is excellent. Ben, how can our listeners reach out to you to you know have a conversation with you, maybe even schedule you a meeting with you? How can we get in touch with you?
A couple different ways, depending on what a person would like and their comfort zone. They can, of course, go to my website, homedownsizingsolutions.com, and check me out, check us out there, learn more about us. And there is a contact us button and, of course, a phone number that they can call our office. And, of course, they can contact me directly, call or text at 402-450-0199. And I'd be happy to answer any questions or provide any service that we can assist when your listeners with.
Okay. And very briefly, and then we can talk more about this coming up, but you wrote a book. What is your book called?
The book is Secrets to Downsizing My House. As I mentioned earlier, it's not a literary masterpiece. I'll be very upfront about that, but I think it has some good information in. It is on Amazon, but if they would like to contact me, I would be happy to mail out a free copy to them and at least provide a little bit more education, a little bit more information about selling a house and downsizing, and again, assisting in whatever way that we can.
All right, excellent. And Ben, let's talk more about that coming up next. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. And this is a true false. Once you sell your house, you have a limited time to close and complete the transaction. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to SeniorCareLive.com or through the app Radio.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Here it is. It's a true false. Once you sell your house, you have a limited time to close and complete that transaction. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... the answer is false. There is not a specific time or a limited time. And Ben, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, Steve. We can be very flexible with possession and closing dates. So if a person is in a situation where they really need to get the house sold quickly and get into a senior care community, then we can accommodate that. If it's a situation where they have more time and want to get the house sold so that they know that it's sold, but want 30, 60, 90 days to make that transition to their new home or apartment, then we can accommodate that too. So we're very flexible with all of that.
Okay. And it just dawned on me that we need to point this out, that the services offered by Home Downsizing Solution are very, very independent. You do not have to be a senior care consulting client to access these services. And I think probably most people realize that, but I just wanted to make that very clear. You could have a family out there right now. They've found a place on their own and they're struggling with the decisions of, you know, selling the home, et cetera, et cetera. Just give Ben a call directly and he can take care of you at 402-450-0199, or you could visit online homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, let's just touch on that book. So let me get the name of that book right. Secrets to Downsizing My House. It's available on Amazon. So for our listeners, if you want to go out and just search Amazon, Secrets to Downsizing My House, Ben Socheck, you can do that and purchase it on your own. Or Ben has made a generous offer to Senior Care Live listeners. If you want that book, Ben is going to just provide you a complimentary copy of his book, Secrets to Downsizing My House. And Ben, they can just go to the website and use the contact form or just give you a call directly. Either way will work. Is that right?
That's correct. Whichever way that your listeners prefer.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that offer. That's very, very nice. I appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
And so I just said that, you know, these are two independently offered services, but sometimes they do go together. So, for example, Ben and I recently had the pleasure and privilege of visiting with one of our Senior Care Live listeners, and she's considering moving from her home and downsizing and moving to her next chapter in a senior care community, so she can move ahead of the need of needing care, and then just comfortably and gracefully just age in place. And lots of people are doing that. And then when I spoke with her, she said, also, I would love to visit with the realtor that you had on your program because I really don't want to, you know, update the house and make repairs and everything. She said, I would just like to sell my home as is and then move along to my next chapter. So I met with this very nice lady. And then, Ben, you came in just right after my appointment with this very nice lady and her family. And so you had the opportunity to explain your whole program to her as well. So is that right, Ben?
That is correct. You introduced us or our service to them. And since I did want to sell the house in its as-is condition, and the way it sounded to me, not be interrupted with showings or some of the things that a traditional sale might entail, and met with her and family members of her that were there to assist her with this transition, and inspected the house, and then sat down and answered all of their questions, explained how I go about my offers, what's entailed in creating an offer, so that they were educated on how I come up with what we can pay and what we can do for them. So tried to explain the entire situation, the entire process to them, so that they understood as well as possible what goes into me buying a house and making that transition.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And so, you know, these two services many times fit together like, you know, a hand in glove. They're mm-hmm. They're just perfectly complementary, but they could also obviously be used separately as well. So if you don't need the placement services, no worries at all. You can definitely reach out to Ben. So check with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199 or visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, you have another website that has a wealth of information on that, and that's called homedownsizingblueprint.com. Tell us about that and what is that all about?
This homedownsizingblueprint.com is a something new that I've created in the last few weeks, actually. And it's kind of it's basically an interview series that I've interviewed individuals in the home downsizing space, you might say, mm-hmm. Trying again to provide information and education for individuals that are considering selling a house and making that transition. And just as I've done for years, I'm always trying to provide information and education to individuals that are considering this, I'm sure as yourself and as your radio show does, so that people are up to date and as educated as they possibly can be, since it's a huge transition, obviously, and you know that better than I do probably, it's a big step when a person wants to sell a house and transition into senior living. Okay. And so this is one step to try and assist with that. So just homedownsizingblueprint.com.
All right, excellent. And just in the brief time left, tell us, you recently worked with a Kansas City family, and they weren't transitioning to senior care at all. Tell us briefly about that, about how you were able to help that family here in Kansas City.
Sure. They were a couple that had owned their home for, I think, 20 to 30 years at least, probably, possibly more. And the house had not been updated during that time, or hadn't been updated very much during that time, and needed some structural repairs as well. So selling the house is going to be a challenge to a retail, traditional home buyer. And they already had their new home picked out, and they were ready to make that transition. So they contacted us. They contacted a couple other companies that provide similar services, and took a look at their house, made them an offer, and we were able to close on their time schedule, which I think was within 2 weeks after meeting with them, and give them a few days that they wanted to be able to move their items from the house, and just made that process very easy for them.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. Be sure to ask him for a complimentary copy of Secrets to Downsizing My House, or you could go out and just buy it on Amazon either way, and check out the other website with the wealth of information, homedownsizingblueprint.com. Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of the podcasts of every recent episode of this program, again, at seniorcarelive.com.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so hang with me here. This is getting scary, folks. This is from Billboard Magazine. Billboard Magazine is a major industry publication for the music industry and entertainment industry. This is from November the 11th of 2020, and the title, How Ticketmaster Plans to Check Your Vaccine Status for Concerts. And you're sitting here saying, well, wait a minute, Steve, what does this have to do with senior care? Well, I will tie all of this in together here shortly. So I'll read you part of this. Last week's news that pharmaceutical company Pfizer's early results on a new COVID-19 vaccine showed a 90% efficacy rate have given concert professionals hope that the business can start mounting a return in 2021. As part of that preparation, Ticketmaster has been working on a framework for post-pandemic fan safety that uses smartphones to verify fans' vaccination status or whether they've tested negative for the coronavirus within a 24 to 72 hour window. Many details of the plan, still in development, will rely on three separate components: the Ticketmaster digital ticket application, a third-party health information company like Clear Health Pass or IBM's Digital Health Pass, and testing and vaccine distribution providers like LabCorp or the CVS Minute Clinic. So here's how it would work if it gets approved. After purchasing a ticket for a concert, fans would need to verify that they have already been vaccinated, and that would provide about one. So this is an annual update on the vaccine. By the way, they're going to require an annual update. That's news. Or test negative for coronavirus approximately 24 to 72 hours prior to the concert. Once the test was complete, the fan would instruct the lab to deliver the results to their health pass company, again, like Clear or IBM. If the tests were negative or the fan was vaccinated, the health pass company would then verify the attendee's COVID-19 status to Ticketmaster, which would then issue the fan the credentials needed to access the venue and event. And if a fan tested positive or didn't take a test to verify their status, they would not be granted access to that event. There's still many details to work out, but the goal of the program is for fans to take care of vaccines and testing prior to the concert. And Ticketmaster President Mark Jovich expects the demand for digital screening services, which will be needed for airline travel, employment verification, and theme park entry, will attract a new wave of investors and entrepreneurs to fuel the growth of a new COVID-19 technology sector. You see where we're going with this, folks? We're creating a whole new technology sector over tracking all of us for a virus that has a 99% survival rate. Interesting. Marianne Herman, co-founder and principal of Rebuild 20, which focuses on helping entertainment and live event companies develop COVID-19 strategy, said, quote, "Integrating ticket platforms with the guest verified test results is one key way to," and I want you to remember this word, "reimagine how we're going to get fans back into live events. The experience of attending live events will look completely different, but innovation married with consistent implementation will provide a framework to get the live sports and event industry back to work." So, has anyone heard of HIPAA? The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. The HIPAA privacy rule is to protect your personal health information and to protect the distribution of who can access your personal health information. If you go to the doctor and you want someone else to have access to your information, you have to authorize that release of information. You have to sign papers and everything else. It's a real serious deal. So I guess the government, in the name of, and I'll put up my air quotes, public health protection, is willing to break their own laws. Friends, our rights, privacy, and our literal way of life is 100% under attack right now. So, you know, if you aren't willing to go along with all of this, maybe not seeing your favorite music artist in concert, maybe it's not that big of a deal. That's not too bad. I just won't go to the concert. But guess what? With this type of health information requirement, just to enter an entertainment venue, do you think it's going to stop there? No. It's the tip of the iceberg. It's the tip. It will most definitely be used for many other circumstances, such as employment, entering your school, going grocery shopping, entering an airline, checking into a hotel, going to your favorite restaurant, seeing a movie with your spouse, going shopping at a retail store, leaving your house to go for a walk. Some of these crazy governors are saying, well, if you leave your house, you must put on a mask. Going to church, going to a funeral, having a family celebration or gathering, celebrating your mother's 90th birthday. Oh, if you're going to do that and have a family gathering, you got to have your health pass. Entering a senior care community and just about anything else that you could possibly imagine. That's where this is all headed. The World Health Organization chief warns that vaccine alone will not end COVID pandemic. This is according to CBS on November the 16th of 2020. Quote, a vaccine will complement the other tools we have, but not replace them. The WHO leader said, quote, a vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. But he warned that will still leave the virus with a lot of room to move. Surveillance will be needed to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced. In other words, they should have a thought bubble above his head that says, we love our newfound power and we're not giving it up. And remember earlier, when the lady in the entertainment industry used the word reimagined? In September 2020, just a couple of months ago, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, now he's not some loon, sitting in his mother's basement writing weird stuff. This is the Prime Minister of Canada addressing the United Nations. Quote, this pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. You notice he didn't say anything about an opportunity for world leaders and nations to come together and work together to beat this pandemic and save millions of people all around the world. It's provided an opportunity for a reset. And then he goes on to say, this is our chance to accelerate our efforts to reimagine. There's the word again. To reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. Wow. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've taken all my vaccines and I feel just fine about it. And if you are an anti-vaxxer, it's okay. We just have different ideas. I'm not mad at you. I still love you. But ask yourself a question. Are you going to raise your hand and be first in line to receive an unproven vaccine? It's kind of scary. So I hope and I pray that the new vaccines are wildly successful. I hope and pray. But the fact is, they haven't been studied long enough, and we don't know anything about long-term effects of these new vaccines. So what does all this have to do with senior care? Absolutely everything. If this stuff continues and we reimagine what we could do in the name of, and I'll put up my air quotes again, science and safety, every single aspect of our lives, including how to interact and care for our seniors, will be deeply impacted. And I mean big time. So in my opinion, there are many leaders in our country and around the world who are using COVID-19 as a pretext for more power and more, quite frankly, unprecedented social control. So this pandemic has provided, and this is just horrifying to me, folks, horrifying to me and many other people. The pandemic has provided the perfect storm, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a reset, for everything to be reimagined. And that should concern absolutely all of us. All right, we're going to shift gears. And coming right up, I'm going to have some much better news coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we're not at a last call situation yet, but we are getting there. Just a friendly reminder, Medicare open enrollment, that annual open enrollment period, started on October the 15th. So if you haven't done it yet, you're a little bit late to the party, but there is still time, but you are running out of time. So that's why I'm starting to shoot up the flares up high up into the sky. and again, it's not a, it's not dire yet, but you are running out of time. So that Medicare annual open enrollment, October the 15th, the last day, the very last day, ends on December the 7th. That's an easy date to remember, right? So December the 7th. So we are coming right up on that. And so we're absolutely running out of time. I took my own mother to my friend, Mark Squires. He is the Medicare whisperer. He did a fantastic job. I just can't shout his praises loud enough. Did a fantastic job, saved my mom a ton of money. She has fantastic coverage. And we're even going to do an annual review on her coverage to make sure that it's still the best coverage for her. And if we need to make another slight change, we can do that. Or if he looks at it and he says, you know what, you're still with the best plan, stick with it, we will stick with it. So whatever he recommends, that's what we're going to do. And again, if you want to reach out to Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, he's right here in town, serves the entire Kansas City metro, Kansas, Missouri, as well as some other states, 816-841-9141. So last week I got a couple of calls. Hey, I heard you mention that Medicare thing, you know, a few weeks ago. We probably ought to take a look at our plans and see if we're in the right one or not and maybe make some changes. No worries at all, but I'm telling you, you need to jump on this. Mark is just about completely booked out of on his schedule. He has very few time slots left. Now, he does have other people, other representatives working with him in his office, and they'll do a good job for you too. But the bottom line is, all of these brokerages that handle Medicare, they're all just about booked up already. So if you need to, here's the message, jump on it. Don't wait. Do not put it off. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and I think you'll be happy you did. And again, if you work with Mark Squires, if you have the right coverage, the best one for you, he'll tell you that. If he thinks that some other plans would do a great job for you, he'll tell you that as well. All right. And then with the upcoming holidays, that creates a very difficult situation in the senior care industry. So what happens is families come home for the holidays, and I understand that that could look a little bit differently this year. A lot of families are choosing to not be together. They're afraid that they will drag the virus into the home of their elderly loved ones, so they may be setting this one out. But the other fact is a lot of people are going to get together anyway and see their family, and they're just going to be careful, okay? And so that is just a fact. And so when families gather together, you spend some time together, and then you may come upon some revelations here. You may say, oh my goodness, with all of this FaceTiming or Zoom calls or whatever your means of communication, with all that, I never really realized that mom was so unsteady on her feet, or I didn't realize that dad was really forgetting a lot of things, and that's really, really concerning us, or mom needs a lot more help than we ever thought. We just didn't realize it because, we haven't been coming around because, we're trying to stay distance and all that stuff. But now that we're here in person, we need to talk about getting some care, either bringing in home care into the home, which is a great idea, or possibly considering moving to a senior care community, whether it's independent living, assisted living, long-term care, whether that includes memory care, or whether it could be all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. The bottom line is that the highest demand, and I'm going to be preaching about this for the next probably several weeks, just really informing our listening audience about this and kind of warning you about it too, in case you're thinking about making a move. The highest demand for all senior care is January and February. And families going home for the holidays, and spending time with their loved ones, and then having these realizations, you're like, oh my goodness, you know, we need to talk about assisted living. It's not an emergency. Let's go ahead and get through the holidays. And then right after the first, let's go out and check out. Let's check out the market. And let's take a look. And let's see what's available. And then we'll go ahead and make that move, you know, after the first. Let's get through these holidays. So you have that newly realized, pent up, delayed demand because, you know, they may see this at Thanksgiving and not even start to look until January. So that's that newly realized, pent up, delayed demand. And that really adds to an increased demand that happens naturally in January and February. So what do we normally have? We have the flu is causing all kinds of problems. It's putting people in the hospital. You have pneumonia. Unfortunately, you have people, you know, slipping on the ice and maybe fracturing a hip or a rib or their arm or their shoulder, and they're going to the ER, and then they have to go to a senior care community to get rehab, and then they may end up moving out of their home altogether and staying at, you know, one of these places, long-term care or assisted living, etc. So you have that natural increase in demand along with this pent up, newly realized, delayed demand. And that every year you can set your clock to it every single year about January the 10th, 12th, maybe into the 14th, right in there, you can just feel the ground shaking. I can anyway, because I'm really tuned into this. And you have thousands of people, thousands of families flooding the market, looking for an apartment, looking for a room, looking for a bed, looking for space, looking for care. Happens every single year. So what's different about this season? Well, obviously, COVID-19. So you throw COVID-19 and all of the issues that come along with that on top of the newly realized, pent up, delayed demand of families visiting home for the holidays, seeing the need, and then going out and looking in January, looking for places, putting their name on a wait list, or go ahead and making the move. Along with the flu. I mean, the flu hasn't even thought about coming in yet. I mean, it's starting to show up a little bit, but the flu, along with all this stuff, along with pneumonia, along with, you know, the harsh winter months and falling on the ice and breaking your hips, all heck's going to break loose here, folks. And so the good news is that my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can help you through all of that. I am encouraging all of our listeners, all of our clients to look proactively, make some decisions ahead of the time to move, and understand that we're coming into the highest demand of the entire year, and it will be at least doubled by COVID-19. So this will be an unprecedented perfect storm of increased demand for all of senior care, probably the highest demand literally in all of history. So do not delay, whether you use Senior Care Consulting or not. Get out ahead of this, folks, and I'm going to talk a whole lot more about this specific issue over the next several weeks. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.